everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Fierce Conversations. This is Alice Wheaton.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey.
And this is No IG Ava. And we are so excited to be coming to you all live today. We got some new equipment we're testing now. We're trying some new features with the recording and mixing. So we definitely want you to link up, to comment, to tell your mama, to share, subscribe, whatever you want to do. Click that button, listen to us. And we're just so excited to share this conversation with you, our very first one.
Make sure that you guys follow us, Fierce Flows, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I just want to give a shout out to Amina Drop. She just got promoted to Vice President of A&R for Republic Records. That is so dope. Nice black woman heading up something big. That's really dope. And also, shout out to Rico Nasty for signing to Atlantic Records. Then we got Asian Doll, she just signed with Gucci, the first female to sign with his label, 1017.
It's the year of the woman.
It's dope. And what else? I know some. Shout out to Kamaya. She just did her endorsement deal with Sprite. Dave Love got an endorsement deal with Ciroc. The ladies out here really, they holding it in.
Getting to that
lady bosses. And I think that's dope. One thing for Asian Doll, because she followed like Nicki's career so much. And the fact that she signed with Gucci, and that's how Nicki started out, you know, working with Deb and Fendi and getting on that track with Gucci. That really put her name out there, so I think that's dope.
Well, speaking of Nicki.
And Nicki.
Speaking of Nicki,
what? Did you see her cover?
I wrong.
Okay.
Y'all petty. I like her.
We got to talk about the Quinn cover. What are y'all thoughts?
I like the cover. I think that it's a dope shot. I do not think that it's like an album cover. I feel like exactly. It's the back of, like, you know, exactly. Remember when we had physical copies? Mm-hmm. And you turn to the back, you saw the track listing, but I hate empty space, and I feel like...
And you can see the tracks listed right by her feet or something.
Yes. I think that that's
not,
what...
It's not giving me album cover. Yeah. It's giving me desperation. It's giving me, you tried it. It's giving me implants. It's just not...
I wish I had an organ, because
it's just not giving me what I need. Like, and this is no shade, because I like Nicki's music. Again, you can be a fan of more than one female MC. It's just not what I was expecting. She can do better. It's Nicki. She can do better. It's
especially if you, quote unquote, if you're carrying the torch and if you're really the queen.
You're the queen. You know
every
what I'm saying?
Every bitch can put on the pasty and put it, you sit on the tree.
Every bitch is your son. Bitch.
Okay.
Now, y'all know, if bitches start doing that on IG, y'all will feel some type of way. I just want to point that out. Bitches in the Walmart parking lot trying to get climb on the tree or some shit. I'm just saying.
The Nicki Queen Challenge. Let's not make that happen.
No,
people probably is doing that. I'll show you that shit.
It's just, like Tracy said, it just could have been more. We expect more from her.
I would like, for Queen, I don't know why. You know how, like, artists go through that little arc, kind of like a movie in their career?
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Onika from the Come Up DVDs on the cover of Queen. Like, this bitch from...
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, old, like Bessie and Roots. Yeah. Like some bamboo earrings leaving with the baby hairs that she used to have or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to see her sitting on the stoop. Old Nicki.
Can we talk about the baby hairs in the videos? The Chun-Li and the Barbie things.
A lot of people had some stuff to say about them.
I just thought lace fronts was supposed to look natural.
If your baby hair looked like tire tracks. I'll be the organ. Next episode, y'all, I'm going to have me a church organ.
We're going to have some sound bites.
It's going to be a word.
We'll
finish
it in.
We need sound bites.
Speaking, you know, she's really coming hard with this cover and trying to be the queen and, put herself back on the throne. It just seems very desperate. And then the whole controversy with this Elle magazine article that she just did. Did you guys read it?
I read half of it.
I read an excerpt from it.
So I read half of it. I didn't like the writing style of it. Like, I just felt like whoever did that interview don't know shit about hip hop.
Yeah. Well, it's L.
But you can still, like, you can be fashionable and know your shit. You know? And it seems like they made a point to say that they wasn't trying to pit Cardi B against each other, but the way they wrote it pitted them against each other.
Yeah.
But I could have just been reading it too hard, and I started reading that shit.
Okay, so I actually have a quote from the interview, and she said, this is from Elle Magazine, y'all. She says, she will never apologize for her persona. Quote, unquote, I love being sexy. I'm never going to stop being an exhibitionist. But it, too, has some consequences that she didn't anticipate. The messages of this album are supposed to be, it's okay to keep your legs closed. And she starts speaking slower than usual, like she's searching for a way to preach about self-respect. And she says, I don't really know what to say without being offensive. Maybe I was naive. I didn't realize how many young girls were modern-day prostitutes. Whether you're a stripper or an Instagram girl, these girls are so beautiful and they have so much to offer. But I started finding out that you give them a couple thousands of dollars and you can have sex with them. So this album, she wants people to know their worth and to be, you can be sexy and this and that. But this same motherfucker that just said she got a pussy that's worth a $34,000 Bentley Benz truck. This the same bitch that was popping her ass for Big Sean. This the same bitch that was giving herself head on Paper Magazine. What am I at?
Her whole thing when she first started was being fake bi or fake gay, selling sex. Like, had bitches whole time out here, like, into girls because they thought it was cool because of Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole thing was selling sex for a very long time. Exactly. For a very long time.
You quiet over there, Ella.
Several songs about her. I just don't get it. Even one of her new songs now, it's like, don't fuck that nigga unless he got money.
It's rich sex.
If you fuck a broke nigga, you
I just played that shit about 40 times this morning. I'm not going to lie. I love money more than dick, okay?
It's not adding up. And my whole thing is, one minute you're the victim, then you're the bad guy, now you're a queen, like, pick a persona, pick a struggle, whatever.
She's going through a middle-aged crisis. We know the prayer warriors.
She not lying, though. At the end of the day, regardless of, like, I get, like, what people saying about the whole contradiction thing. What she not walking or practicing what she preaching or whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, she not lying. It's bitches on Instagram getting flown out to Dubai so niggas can shit on them. Like, be humble. It's all about
IG models. But she's promoting that.
I think that's one way to look at it, but also, she being I don't know, I just don't see her on that level. Like, you know how it's levels to being a hoe? I feel like...
It's still a hoe, though, but
she's selling the sex. Like she said in the article, though, she's selling the appeal. She's not saying, like, go out there and be fucking everybody.
But my whole thing was, when she was like, oh, maybe I was naive and I didn't realize what I was doing. That's my whole problem. Bitch, you knew exactly what you was doing. Don't sit here and play dumb now. I had no clue. Girl, what? You started out, she was a pioneer in the fake ass trend. Don't sit here and play dumb like you don't know, you don't realize your influence on people.
But no, because y'all, I ain't going to say y'all. But people always say she started that, but...
I said pioneer. I didn't say start.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. You're right. I can't even make my point. I'm just saying, because people always talking about how what she did led girls to get plastic surgery, but Lil' Kim was getting plastic surgery.
Oh, too. Yeah. It's definitely predecessors and OGs to it, but she was definitely a pioneer to the exposure that it is now.
If you're going to give credit and say that people was really the real queen
but
of hip-hop,
Kim went out here
you
with
better get
ass.
Her. Okay, well, her face is even worse. At least Nicki ain't touched her face.
She done got some tuna.
I said so I've heard. Okay. I don't know, because I wasn't in the office.
But you can definitely see the little Botox here and there, little fillers.
Her thighs finally match her booty. Girl, I felt
they do now. They do. Really,
she gained a little weight.
Yeah.
I hate to talk about a woman's body, but like I just think it's too much, the new hips. Because like if I noticed it, because I'm really blind to shit like that. So if I noticed it, it was a big one. It was a big drop. Like,
just imagine how bad that stank in the summertime. Like, you got your thighs rubbing together, your ass. What if you got to, do a number two, and that's a lot of ass and thighs and sweat and no.
Totally random, but I be thinking about shit like that. Like, to be like an artist out here on tour, can you imagine being on your period and having to do all that shit? What if she was on her period when she was filming the ugly bitch?
Quote unquote. Oh, that's a real fear.
Oh my God, can you imagine having to be on stage in front of millions of people and blood is just dripping down your motherfucking lid? Like, oh my God.
We're going to bring it back.
I'm
sorry. Back to Nicki and this L magazine. I was just really like, really, bitch, when I saw it. And it even goes a little bit further. There was a Twitter user named Jerome. I'm going to leave his last name out because he's already getting hate mail from the Barbs and the Monica.
Is he the head of the Barbs?
No. So he says on Twitter, dear Nicki Minaj, your lyrics are hypocritical. I agree.
Facts.
You went over to Elle Magazine to slut shame certain types of women because that wasn't your route, allegedly. People need to stop trying to dictate and police women in their bodies. If you can't help, don't hurt. And then he put at Nicki Minaj, like he was straight going for it.
Now,
right.
Nikki, back to your point. Nikki is such a contradiction. Like, if you're this queen and you're this and that, you don't respond to commoners. You let them say what they got to say. But she says, suck my dick, asshole. Had you read the article, I was critiquing myself more than anything. What I said was, I hope my overt sexual lyrics and photos don't make my fans think that I'm telling them to be promiscuous and to know their worth. Lyrics, photos, and fucking are three different things. So now there's this whole big lawsuit. Nikki, you wild. If you out here giving yourself head, motherfuckers ain't gonna think I should go to church today.
And you can't
give yourself head on the cover.
No, after having this, after selling this message, after doing what she's done for 10 plus years, you can't backtrack from that shit now. That doesn't even make sense.
No, but for 10 plus years, she has been saying fuck niggas, though. Get your money.
She has been saying fuck niggas, but she also has been saying, I'll fuck your nigga, I'll fuck a bitch, I'll fuck your
window,
I'll fuck a bitch. I mean,
some people can't think about that as a boss move. I mean, Barbara Walters and Oprah Winfrey at one time was fucking somebody's husband, but they would never be called a mistress or other woman. It's certain ways to do some shit.
But it's
still... Erykah Badu got four kids. Bitches in the neighborhood got four kids.
But it's how you carry yourself. Nicki Minaj, you don't carry yourself as this queen you want to be. If you want to be a bad hoe, be a bad hoe. And shut the fuck up.
Well, what would that look like, though? Like, that's one thing I'd be wondering, too. Like, because a lot of people criticize, especially that Ryan Davis video. Mm-hmm. I don't even see it. Like, I posted about it after Trey sent it. And I was just kind of like, it left me with questions. Like, well, who is she supposed to be? Like, we're telling Nicki Minaj to be who Nicki Minaj is, but do we even know her?
I don't think she knows her.
And that's the problem. It's obvious.
But what do we want to see? What are we looking for?
I just feel like a queen is not pressed.
Like, you can be sexy.
Nicki is always pressed. Seems like the smallest shit bothers her.
There are new photos that Naomi Campbell has done, entire backside of the models, that are not as desperate, and they butt ass naked, and she has these pasties on sitting on a tree. It just looks thirsty.
You thought it was tacky?
I thought it just looks thirsty.
It just do better. And that's the thing, we hold it to these high standards.
Yeah,
because I mean, she deserves it.
She definitely does.
So it's like, we expect better from you. Do better. That's all. Just do better. Like, you can do better than
Lauryn
that cover.
Hill is her idol, right? What you think Lauryn Hill said when she looked at that shit? Like,
she could have been like, yes, bitch, them titties is sitting.
Them titties was crooked.
One editor.
Okay.
She looked up to Foxy, too. Well, Foxy hated that cover. Never mind.
But we love Nicki. The thing is, she's talented. She set the tone for all these new rappers after her.
You want to see
them. Do better. You mother. You mother.
Okay.
Okay? You ain't got to do what these other young girls do.
Exactly.
Bottom line, what a lie.
She could be saying, I don't got a couple years on me. Y'all know that my love life fucked up. I ain't getting no dick, but I can still be cute. That's another way to look at it. And she could be a proud of her body, whether it's paid for or not. She said, go get your body done. You know, go get the fat transferred, because I think it's a difference.
For some reason, they just think that's not surgery. I don't understand that. That's a whole other like, they think it's their, oh, it's real. I just got a fat transfer. What?
Maybe it could just be her. I'm just saying, she could be showing. It could also, I feel, be her showing pride of herself being, I don't want to call her an older woman, but in the industry age,
she's
an older woman.
She like that.
And she's still saying, she's still saying she's proud of herself. And when you get over 30 and you're a woman, regardless of how dope you are, you over 30, you're not married, you don't have kids. And when I looked at the cover and I saw Queen, I don't think it should have been a cover. I stand by that.
Yeah.
But what she was trying to do probably didn't get across, but I feel like she was trying to show, and what she's trying to do with her music is to show women that identify with that demographic, like, it's okay, just keep getting your money. You know, like, don't let it, I don't know.
What do you think about her calling the album Queen? Do you think that's a dig to everybody?
It probably is.
I mean, I definitely think it's intentional. I definitely think it's a dig. I mean, going back to, not going back, but the Met Gala, when, what's that guy's name? Jeremy Scott was calling Cardi the new queen of hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that several times, and it was being shady.
On the carpet.
On the carpet, in front of cameras, like,
and you know she was pressed.
Yes. That was definitely intentional.
Yeah.
And you could tell she felt the way.
That's why she came out queen.
Two things. Did y'all see Lil' Kim changed her bio to the queen of rap?
No.
So Lil' Kim, she changed her bio to the Queen of
Rock. I mean, are we surprised?
Picture of Lil' Kim previously going as Nefertiti started circulating the internet about that shit. I was like, so like people feel some type of way about this.
That's also the nature of hip hop. Like everybody wants to be the king and queen.
Yeah, that's true. That's a competitive nature.
Me personally, right. I think with the style of music today, Kim will forever be the queen to me. I'm a Nicki fan, but she's not the queen. I don't think so.
I don't think anyone like in a real people familiar with hip hop. I don't feel like anyone would say Nicki is just the best female rapper of all time. I think they would say she might be the most popular.
I don't say Lil' Kim is neither.
Or have the biggest fan
base. But in terms of the type of female MC that's out today and what they represent, Kim is the queen of that shit.
Do y'all remember Lil' Kim? I know we ain't that old, but we was around. We was old enough to understand like when How Many Licks came out, like right before she went to jail, because I remember watching this shit. Was Kim really as big as motherfuckers making it out to be? How fat now? Like, I ain't saying she wasn't like no lightweight. Not that. But I remember when that titty scandal hit and Diana Ross touched her titty. Compared to, they hyping it up way bigger than what it was.
But she was big for her time.
Absolutely.
They didn't have followers. They didn't have as much talking about it. They didn't have as much. So for her time as a beautiful brown woman before she started going crazy, Kim was the shit.
You're right.
She set the tone.
Why are we talking about Foxy? Not to like switch it, because I definitely agree with what you're saying, but that just made me think like Foxy was out there too. I was watching some old interviews of her like on Roseanne and shit.
Foxy has definitely
BET shows. Motherfuckers can't say she the queen. Yeah.
She might be a queen of whatever girl she's from. But
I just don't think
She
definitely didn't make that crossover like Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was everywhere. Foxy definitely didn't make that crossover.
Y'all look at some of them old pictures of Kim.
She used to be so pretty. Oh, or not. Okay. I thought she was.
Talk about her fashion choices, like before lace front. Like, I know we talk about bitches with bum lace fronts now.
But you gotta think about it. They
chose it back to her tan.
They didn't have, what they had.
Right.
I was looking at some of them blonde wigs and I'm just like, if don't nobody get this baby a brush.
That was the best for
like, you was really
her fashion, so I liked her, like, tacky fashion back then.
Yeah, I liked the glasses and the furs.
But it was still cute.
Because I was looking at the face crowns and all the little diamond tiaras and what, and like the one leg in, one leg out.
Kim set the tone for all of that. And I'm sure she got inspired by, you know, Grace Jones or...
But during that time, people was really talking shit. Like, I'm just saying, I remember during that time, motherfuckers was not feeling that shit. They was talking more about Diana touching her titty than they was her titty.
But that's how it is now with Nicki. Ain't nobody fucking with her music like that. People ain't even putting out 14-song albums no more.
Push her album back.
Yeah.
First of all, that announcement she did, or press release, IG press release she did, talking about pushing her album back. When she announced that she
watched that shit.
That shit was so stupid.
Probably because it was Cardi's time and she's like, let me wait till she dropped this baby so I could, you know, you threatened by the
I mean, window. August, Cardi ain't going to be doing that. She ain't going to be nowhere performing.
I can't put them.
What?
I try not to talk negative about Cardi B because people will fucking kill you and attack you and murder you. How dare you talk about Cardi B?
I like Cardi B.
I can't put Cardi B in the same sentence as Nicki Minaj when having a conversation about some hip hop shit.
You can't.
I think it's rude. I think it's disrespectful.
So Nicki
talk about how and what she has done. I know people talk about her being pressed and all of that, but I think that's something to be pressed over. The way I look at it is, this new bitch done came into my motherfucking job trying to take it, and I ain't got a problem with it.
But a lot of people say that too as karma for how she treated Kim.
Facts. I would agree.
She showed love to Kim.
No, she did.
And you know what? Even if it is karma, the way I run my business is how I run my motherfucking business, and bitch, I don't want you sniffing around. I got all these goddamn awards, these plaques, I don't sacrifice all this shit in my personal life. And you gonna compare me to the next bitch?
But
they would never do that to Jay.
Going back to the album pushback, I feel like, Cardi aside, the real reason that I feel like the album got pushed back is because them singles didn't do shit. Them singles came and went.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about it.
They came and went. Nobody's talking about that shit.
Well, anytime you write, bitch, you been corn.
How many times was she going to say King Kong in that
bitch,
song?
She that's been corn. Bitch, I eat corn.
Wait, but she said Laura Bancroft.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I just wanted some corn after hearing this song.
My favorite part. look at you. You know, just, I'm like, oh, okay.
But they didn't even put it in the video.
You mad, you mad. It was on the teaser that I
had. Yeah.
How many times can you run?
I ain't even watched that. Well, not Chun Li, but I know I ain't watching the Cardi B videos. I can't get Jiggy with her shit. I mean, like, no disrespect to her.
Yeah.
It's just not my type of music. I'm getting old. I guess that's the young people sound. I'm not trying to get my ass anymore. Well, you know, I got to remember that.
She shouldn't talk.
But Red me. Bars. I give her that.
I like Red Bars.
Red Bars. I wanted that gutta Cardi B. I watch all those videos.
But nobody's
buying
that.
But she feels like she didn't change, but she did change. Yeah. She doing everything that they criticized Nicki Minaj for doing. She on pop records. She ain't making no real gutter shit.
No.
And if she do make a song, it's with the Migos talking about her drip. And I
don't know. Well, I can't really get some of that. Did we talk about that cover? I think that's a good transition.
Okay.
To move it.
Okay.
Are we?
Yeah.
Move it along, Kurtray.
No?
No, I'm just saying, you should have that's a good transition. Then start talking about the cover.
This is a test episode, but yeah, that was a good transition to talk about the Rolling Stone cover with Cardi B and Offset.
Okay,
I don't think anyone liked it.
She
didn't like it though. She definitely did not like it. She spoke on that shit.
Wig choice.
So on the cover, Cardi B has this blonde wig with her belly out, no underwear. Y'all gotta check this out.
Yeah.
Offset has on a red velour suit. Looks like a two popcorn pimp.
Go to her IG and read that caption she put with it. I thought that was interesting.
Let's see.
And she made all these series of tweets because they trying to look. Don't fuck with Karen Civil. I love me some Karen Civil, okay?
They attacking Karen Civil.
Yes, and she leaked the photo or whatever. And Karen Civil, she made a tweet like, you know, Karen Civil doesn't leak stuff. It was came from a Cardi B fan page. But don't bring her into that bullshit.
Right. She fuck with Nicki heavy, right?
I just respect the fact that she built that shit from nothing. She's definitely an inspiration to me, but...
The caption on the Rolling Stone?
Yeah, no, the caption from Cardi B on the cover. If you go to her Instagram page, read that.
All right, so this is from Cardi B's IG. She says, I guess it was too much to ask to wait until the official July release of our Rolling Stone cover. This cover is so special to me and means so much. Thank you to everyone who helped put this amazing cover together. How many times she gonna say cover? Anyway, even though it was leaked and supposed to be in gray, fuck it. My daughter made it to Rolling Stone cover. Official release in July. You can't ruin what's for me. Rock stars.
You can tell English isn't her first language.
But her
dad
didn't speak English.
There's a disconnect somewhere.
I'm just thinking because she was born and raised here, wasn't she?
I think so.
Who knows?
It's because there's a lot of people that's here that don't know a lick of English.
Well, that's me being ignorant. My bad.
Yeah.
Then she tweeted, before the cover dropped, before she posted the cover, she sent some interesting tweets.
About it.
Yeah, you on Fierce Flows page.
Yeah.
It goes to the collection.
You know.
I tried to save it.
My name is No IJ for a reason. Okay.
You know, Kim saw you on there, right?
He did?
Yeah, he's like, hey, well, like, don't be saying her name, but then it's like, it's No IJ.
Yeah.
See, we working on it. I should have had this pulled up, but I'm offended, though.
It happens.
Insert Jeopardy music.
Right. Dun. Next episode, we'll have it.
Right, but.
You know my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Come on. Well, shit, I can't find it, but I know the bitch went off. Cardi B. She went off, and she was just basically saying how, you know what? You on Twitter. Somebody on Twitter.
Oh, my God, Twitter.
I think Trey had on Twitter. But anyway, she goes on there, and she says that basically somebody's trying to ruin her career, and you can't, you know, take from her what God has for her. You can't take it away from her. And she was just real pissed about that shit.
Do you think she had any merit to what she was saying?
I mean, if you want something, one, it takes away from the surprise. I think if that cover would have just hit, it would have been a huge surprise.
Like it was.
Exactly. But one, she said that wasn't, and that's another thing she said, that wasn't supposed to be
the final picture?
If it was in gray, it wouldn't have made it no better.
So she's, right. Like, it's just supposed to be the exact same photo, same pose, just in gray.
I guess. No, before that, the tweets she had, I was under the impression that wasn't supposed to be the cover, period.
Okay.
And she kind of said that on her comment, if that wasn't supposed to be it, and it was supposed to be a black and white photo, because that was her original tweet. But no to Shady Cardi B, but sometimes she be lying.
Maybe.
I mean, she always lying. She said that, how she said it wasn't a beef for her Nicki, and then she said it was a beef for her Nicki, but they squashed it.
I have a struggle that I deal with in terms of how black mothers celebrate motherhood, because we don't hold white women to the same standard, and we're much more critical on our own. That's a whole other separate thing. Mm. But the cover is disgusting to me. Like, Offset looks like her pimp, her handler. Look like, okay, when this baby grew up, I'm finna pimp my baby.
I'm finna go watch What's Love Gotta Do With. That's my consent shit right disgusting. There. Did you read what the caption said? Cardi B controlling her career. Some shit. I know I'm reaching saying controlling her career. But if you go back to it, what the title says, Cardi B and Offset.
Yep, it says a hip-hop love story.
And I don't know about y'all, but when I was reading hip-hop love stories, them bitches was getting their ass beat.
You should laugh at that.
What?
We should laugh at that because that's real. Like, we're talking about fictional stories that was based on some real shit. And when these autobiographies come out,
yeah,
and these bitches be talking about their life, Lil' Kim stayed but she's taking the ass beat. I don't want no hip hop love story.
Well, I said this before, I'll say it again. What stood out to me was the fact that you can't see her ring in the photo.
Yeah.
You can't see her engagement ring. It's like, okay, maybe they had her stand that way because her tattoos or whatever, I don't know. But it's like, why wouldn't you have her face the other way where you can see her engagement ring?
To show that they're not having...
This is not just a baby daddy, baby mama situation. Mm-hmm. They're actually engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And the ring is so fucking big. And when they got engaged, that's what a lot of people talked about. It was topic of conversation.
Now,
why wouldn't it be in a photo?
Here's a thought. I don't know if you guys saw that video circulating with them in the club, Cardi and Offset, and he blows his joint in her face.
And she's pregnant. It had a big bang.
And then she made like a little face like, you know, like, really, then? And she just kept, you know, you could tell that she was a little uncomfortable, but she couldn't do anything because he got cameras all on her face.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why she's like, you know what?
I never figured what you had said.
What?
That bitch having no choice. You said that bitch having a baby with a stranger.
Oh,
a stranger baby.
Because they don't know each other.
They don't.
They don't fucking know each other. Like, let's keep it 100. This was probably a publicity stunt when they first got together.
Yeah.
And maybe they ended up really liking each other and having a baby together.
She said that shit on the Breakfast Club, how her label was trying to get her to dump Tommy in to get with
would have been better with Tommy.
A rapper. And yeah. I don't know. I saw his lab the other day. That man...
I don't even know what that nigga look like, but...
He can't talk.
She can't talk. That perfect.
No, he
look better than Offset?
He must... yeah, but I'm just not attracted to Offset. I don't know if he's an ugly nigga.
Like a roach. I think he's the downfall of her career, of her likability, of her...
I can't tell a bitch who the fuck. And I'm bad at picking them, so I can't really speak on that, but...
I'm just saying, like, at the height of your career, you choose Offset.
You don't know this nigga. Even if he wasn't Offset, you don't fucking know him.
You can still have a little baby and keep it moving. You ain't got to be married.
Would you have had a baby? Like, honestly, no. Like, if that was you in that situation, would you?
I would have.
I think, honestly, I don't know, because I don't know them. But I think this was her second pregnancy, because, you know, bitches don't never keep the first.
They don't.
I'm just, yeah. Bitches don't never keep the first.
All right, it's been real.
Where's my organ? Because you're preaching the word.
That's the realest thing. But they don't never get that second.
Like, that's so true.
A real alpha bitch on some real alpha shit. Like, that first one, I'm sorry, baby. But that second one always come here. That rainbow baby always come. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you know, when they had broke up over that purple blanket shit,
yeah.
I think that's what it was. She went to her grandma's house. She like, look, dude, I did it. Shit ain't worked out. You should have pulled the fuck out.
Yeah.
And now we got to take care of this shit together.
Well, I mean, they have to be together. And I think part of her feels like a certain type of, I have to be with this man because I'm having his baby.
But culturally, isn't that like really big? Like, her parents have been together a long time. Like, her background.
But culturally, they probably don't even like him because he's black.
Facts.
Well, I'm just culturally, you marry the person that gets you pregnant.
They probably don't want her to marry this Negro.
I was going
to
say, do y'all really think they'll make it?
He got money.
Get married.
Fame is a powerful fucking drug.
It is.
And I think as long as they stay on top, they gonna.
I don't think she's happy. I think she's another Beyonce.
She said she wasn't happy, though. We're not in a relationship.
And a big part of it, I saw her, I think it was Breakfast Club, she was saying how he wants her to live in Atlanta and she doesn't want to live there. Y'all can't even agree on where the fuck y'all want to live.
He better get, they better go get joint custody while they're here.
Right.
And figure that shit out.
She should have some plan B. I'm just saying. Shit,
but the thing, here's another thing too. The way her music is sucking, I don't think that if she was not pregnant, we wouldn't be though. Talking about her.
People love her. I don't think she would have did a switch. People eat it up
because she's Cardi.
Uh-huh. But I think people did a switch on her for as far as the music goes. I think she started making the records she's making because that's what people was listening to.
Yeah.
But her gutter shit, I think it's good.
I like the red bar.
When she really try and put her effort into it, I think it's good.
You could tell she was hungry on Red Bars. You could tell she was hungry on Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
This, I like it like that, whatever.
But that Shakira banana commercial.
No, she looked beautiful.
She did look really nice. Yeah.
But the song sucks.
But you know, that's her label behind her. They're literally putting her on everything. You know, whenever you have somebody that's popping, they did the same thing with Nicki. Men, Fetty Wap was everywhere. Keisha Cole was everywhere on everybody fucking song.
But like, at least their shit was hot.
They got her working with shit that with people don't even make sense. She was on Spotify. She was on some other that song about being bisexual.
Yeah, the
girl. Shit that don't even sound good. What? For that, with that Maroon 5 song. Maybe I was listening too hard, but you know how white, rich men sexual at fetishizing black women.
Yeah.
And like she's making a girls like you and she's thinking she's seeing that hood story and she thinks she's giving this positive message and all these rich white men like, yes, that's the perfect style. Yeah. That bitch ain't gonna say shit.
Right.
Some Thomas Jefferson. That's a Hampton fuck right there. And you think, I just thought it was so funny because, and that goes even to what Azealia Banks was saying about having that type of ability to see through, having that third eye, that's how I'm phrased. That's the safest way I can say it, but having that third eye and be able to see that double meaning and that image that you portray. Here you are, you thinking that you are on top of the world and you telling your story.
Right.
But baby, these stereotypes run so deep. It's a rich white man done listen to his granddaughter playing that song. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I'm saying. Out of all the covers, why couldn't she have her natural hair? Cardi has beautiful natural hair. Why couldn't she just show her Dominican roots, her Trinidadian roots? Why couldn't Offset show his, you know, dirty South, whatever, celebrating black culture instead of whitewashing them? You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
And they put her in the worst wig they could have fucking found.
Yeah.
Good God.
And it's blonde. It's like that.
Did you like the shirt? Dress thing?
I did. It looks like the same thing Beyonce had on.
Yeah.
She showed her twins just in black. It looked like it was inspired by that.
On the twins?
No, Beyonce and Cardi B. They better stop comparing her to Beyonce.
Yeah.
I ain't no Beehive member, but
I mean, it just looks similar to me.
No, I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but that's what people do.
I don't know, but I just feel like Cardi needs to sit down, have her baby, enjoy her life, invest in some 7-Elevens, and sit the fuck down, and she'll be rich forever.
She probably is gonna be rich forever. She said she got investments, and I can see that. I mean, I don't think she ever gonna have the amount of support she had in the beginning again. And that's fucked up, you know.
But that goes back to how the industry has changed. People ain't buying music in the way. We're not listening to music the same way. It's too accessible.
I wanna see how, I'm looking forward to seeing how she comes after she has the baby. Cause
what
it's like,
she talk about though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see what direction she goes in, because by that time, it's going to be time for some new music or a new album anyway.
As long as she don't twerk and breastfeed at the same time, I'll be happy, because, you know, Jocelyn did that.
She might.
Yeah.
But she might end up in the same situation Nicki is, because imagine Cardi B come back out after the baby, still talking about the same shit, and her whole thing is, even though I'm a mom, I can still be happy about my body and my sexuality, and I can still do what I want to do because I am my own person, and they're going to have a backlash for that shit. Because people ain't trying to hear that shit. We want women to be free to be whoever they want to be, as long as they being who we want them to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that so fucked up? It is. And what's really fucked up is that it's the women. Women are in charge. We
dress for each other. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
We don't dress for men.
I'm gonna get on these hoes.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
And niggas be losing it all for a $7 sundress.
What you say? This Fashion Nova fit?
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Fashion Nova. We need a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a few pieces. Okay.
I'm gonna edit that out.
Wait. These shorts.
Okay. You're trying to Fashion Nova, babe.
But, yeah, that makes me think, like, with the Zay comments about how she said that Cardi B wasn't polished.
She's not.
Absolutely.
Azalea was accurate on very on several different things.
Her delivery was trash.
Coming from her, people want to discredit her.
Her delivery was terrible.
I do think that Cardi's black when it's convenient. I think she knows she's black, but I think in terms of the celebrity, she's black when it's convenient. That's a whole other topic. And she's not polished, and we don't, and people do expect too much from her.
I like Cardi B because I thought she was supposed to be like the J Lo of rap. I thought she, you know, like, I thought she was Latin. Wait, is that the right?
Latina?
Yeah, I thought she was Latina.
But her mama black, though. And Dominicans are black.
Don't tell them that.
But, like, that's a whole nother.
Right. Don't tell them that, though.
Well, tell me something. I don't know. But it stood out to me because I was, well, Azalea, what she said mostly stood out to me because she mentioned how, like, women are supposed to be polished in, like, in those settings. You know what I mean? We praise Cardi B because she's her authentic self, but even being your authentic self in certain situations, you help perpetuate a negative stereotype, you know, and it's a fine line between a person laughing with you and at you.
The bottom line is black people can't get away with the same shit that white people get away with. You know what I mean? Iggy Azalea can get her ass up there and twerk and Tekashi 6ix9ine can get up there and act a fucking fool.
That goes back to what you said, Ava. They don't consider Cardi B to be 100% black. They don't look at her like a black woman.
Okay.
I think that has a big...
So that's why...
They look at her like an outgoing, spicy Latina. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Even though she said several times that she is black, I still don't feel like a majority of her audience views her as such.
Yeah.
And that's why she gets a pass to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Azalea
been
speaking out about stuff for the longest. She's always been herself.
But Azalea just tried to bleach her skin too, so that's why it's like, come on, like you can't talk about self love and you won't look like Sammy Sosa, bitch. Get the fuck down.
But that made me wonder, like, right? What image? Like, I know I asked this before with Cardi, not Cardi, but with Nicki, but like, what image is it to be portrayed? You know, in front of everybody. Because one, I think that people forget that Nicki Minaj is an international act as opposed to some of the other ladies that are an American act.
Yeah.
You know, and
that was completely correct of you. Some of the
I was working on that. Okay. But it makes me wonder, like, what image or what is the image that should be portrayed so you can cross over? Because it kind of goes back to, like, when we was talking about the Foxy Kim thing on the page. When we were talking about that, and it was kind of like, what do you want to see, not for Cardi, not for Nicki or any artist, but like from a female MC, who is she supposed to be? Like, why is it even a structure that they need to fit in? But what is it that you want to see? Like, who can really get a pass? Because we criticize everybody and not even on no hip hop shit. We criticize women on some women shit.
Like, lift that bitch nose.
Exactly. Like, motherfuckers don't even talk about bitches' flows and the fact no shade.
That's
I keep saying that, but it be shady. Cardi B can't do a proper 16.
No.
What do women do? I hate my...
Nicki ain't been the same since Safari stopped writing her stuff.
Facts.
And she had a big hit set.
She had two good releases, though.
But she ain't had the big success as when she was with Safari's writing her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep that shit real. She was writing it, but... Since she was getting that good dick, I said
that. And neither has Kim since Biggie stopped writing her stuff.
Since she was getting dick now. Did y'all hear the recording of them fucking?
Ew, no.
Oh, ooh,
bitch, you listen to it?
What?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
It was a summer jam.
They was fucking at Summer Jam?
Can she tell me?
I'm sorry. Okay.
The DJ at Summer Jam, I forgot his name, he played the audio of them fucking Biggie. And she called him all kinds of cookies and cupcakes. I mean, that real fast sex was just...
Ew.
But, yeah.
She was in love with
him. And that's right, what I'm going to say. People were like, I don't know who wrote for who was doing what. But I know a bitch act different when she gets some good dick that she likes.
That's true.
But you like them.
Back to your point, though, like, what do we want to see from a female rapper, or what we expect it to look like.
But not just an American act, to be international.
I can tell you what I don't want to see. I'm sick of these gay-for-pay rappers that...
I.e. Nicki.
Nicki and Cardi talking about, Minaj's threesomes looking like you ain't never... Let somebody put their pussy in your chin right now, bitch. And you'll be ready to go the fuck home.
Right.
Okay.
Fucking bitches because your man wants you to.
I would like to see a self-made woman, like somebody who got her own record label, who is...
But you got to get to that point, though.
Master P did it. See, her man did
it. I can see Karen Civil at some point possibly venturing into that.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I can see her.
Well, Fear Fellows gonna have a letter. We need to talk about that later.
Boom.
We gonna do that. Don't want you, you know. Anyway. But I can see that, but Rhapsody, I think, because my thing is, one, I would love to see a female rap artist with tattoos on her face and bullet holes that was really in these streets about to, like, yeah, lose mm-hmm. weight, but straight.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I think that's something that people don't understand.
It's, well, the thing is, to be straight don't necessarily mean you got to be in bikinis and this and that.
Exactly.
You know, like, right, that's exactly. not the only feminine.
And it don't necessarily mean you're not a sexual person exactly. either.
Right.
You can be...
Because some of these bulldog-looking girls probably be getting it in.
Oh, they know they be getting fucked. I can't...
And I'm mad at you either, girl. Get them how you live.
I think they don't... With these young girls, they be in their feelings. I'm like, who hurt you, boo? He was not worth all the...
A nigga that don't brush his teeth. You going with a nigga that don't brush his teeth.
Break your heart.
And your self-esteem.
Fucking help, nigga. We tell him. I was singing that shit, and I was like, damn, you don't fuck. How many people...
Well, to this, because I get to get it off my chest. It's real. It's raw. It's not filtered. Motherfucking Nicki Minaj, bitch. Okay. Now, she definitely got her feelings about this gentleman's comment. He said she was a hypocrite because she was slut shaming and she's doing the same thing. What a lie at? The bitch is telling bitches to go out there and pussy pop for a motherfucking pork chop. She going out there telling people to go clap it on your ass. Your name is Nicki Minaj, bitch. You thought that was a Holy Ghost name? We thought it was going to go to Bible study? Bitch, you've been promoting being a hoe. I don't care if you're a level 1 hoe or a level 10 hoe. A hoe is a hoe. If you're a hoe shop at Rainbow, you're a hoe shop at motherfucking Piggly Wiggly, bitch. You still sucking dick either way. She needs to get the motherfucker out of her feelings and keep that shit real. We know that there's a big conglomerate behind you, Nicki. We love you, but you've been a hoe. Embrace being a hoe. Go on the slut walk with Amber Rose. Who gives a fuck? Suck a dick, save a life, bitch. Your name is Nicki Minaj. Bottom line. What a motherfucking lie.
Well, what a lie. Can you find one? Can you find a lie, Trey?
I can't. No. Everything sounds like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Well, on that note,
let us know. We want to hear from you. What do you want us to talk about? What are some conversations that you would like to hear? What are some issues that are bothering you? What new artists you listening to? What y'all listening to? Who's hot? What's going on?
This is the first episode, so, you know, suggestions will be appreciated. Any way you think we could improve the show, don't come in the comments being ignorant, though, because you will get blocked.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to respond
because
I'm bored.
So...
Thanks but, for listening. Yeah, thank you guys for listening, though. It's much appreciated.
Definitely.
Make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
What's the handle?
Fierce Flows.
Boom. Say it again.
Fierce Flows.
Okay.
And if you'd like to even call me in and sit and talk and chat with us, please let us know, and you can get featured, too.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.